America.
Start listening now. What a time to be alive. It's the single digits in Minnesota. We're talking about the temperature.
Negative single digits, more like.
That's not even Celsius degrees. Them's Fahrenheit degrees.
Oh, it's freaking freezing.
But believe it or not, 20 degrees less freezing than 5 days ago.
Why do we live here?
The air hurts my face, guys.
I always say this. The reason why we endure winters like this is so I don't have to deal with Black Widow spiders and scorpions.
And hurricanes.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But hey, it's supposed to be around freezing sometime next week, isn't it?
Time to break out the board shorts. Derek, roll it.
And welcome to another nice episode of 12 Points from America.
Nice.
A Eurovision podcast from America.
Nice.
A country that's, I don't know, nice. It's fun.
Nice.
Nice.
I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Danny.
How's it going, everyone?
Doing all right. How about y'all?
I'm doing nice. Yeah. Doing nice. I think that's all I really have to say. Sam, do you mind telling our listeners how they can purchase some nice goodies?
You're changing up the order on me, man. I had to recalibrate.
Redbubble first.
Oh, man. Redbubble first. Feel free to check out our Redbubble store. Just search for 12 Points from America, and you can find all sorts of wonderful swag with our logo on it, as well as a couple of the inside jokes that we've come up with over the almost 2 years that we've been doing this podcast. Can you believe it? Like 2 years, give or take, we've done this podcast?
Oh, crap, you're right.
It really has. So feel free to support us there. That is probably the easiest way to support us. Otherwise, feel free to reach out to us on social media, 12 Points from America. It's 12 Points USA on Twitter and Facebook, or email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. Whether you just want to shoot the breeze, or if you have any burning questions that you want us to answer, or want to just call us out on all of our crazy stuff that we're talking about on the show, we would love to hear from you. If you are listening to us on any of the normal podcast media that you get your podcast through, feel free to subscribe and feel free to tell others about our show. The more the merrier. And if you can give us a rating, please give us as many stars as your little heart desires. It helps us reach a larger and wider audience. So
please assess me. Please assess me.
Yes, assess me. We can cut that, right?
No.
Nope.
Damn.
We can cut this. Assess me, Daddy. Assess me.
This is now canon.
And there's the stinger.
Oh, wow.
This is in the show.
Let's move on, shall we? So, speaking of feedback, burning questions, we have our weekly burning question. And this one actually comes from inside the house. It's it's from Eric.
Yep.
Eric, why don't you lob this one our way?
So my question is, and I will explain why I'm asking this question with my answer, which is twofold. That's your teaser. Is what is a place that you've traveled to, either for Eurovision or not, whatever, that was totally different from what you expected, for better or worse? A place that was much better than you thought, a place that was much worse than you thought. Let me know. What do you think?
I mean, for me, it's one that I did go to for Eurovision that I had 2 weeks to kind of tool around in and kind of get a feel for the city. I said this before, I will say it again. I was shocked at how much I fell in love with Kiev. Everything from the food to the people to the architecture. And there is this vibe in that city of, I keep calling it like a defiant joy. Like while we were there, there is still the conflict going out over in the eastern part of the country. And there was this feeling in the city of, we have no idea what the heck is going to happen tomorrow. So we are just going to enjoy every single second of what we have now. We're going to play the music loud in the square and eat ice cream with our families and just enjoy, you know, stroll up and down Khreshchatyk Avenue and eat wonderful food and drink horilka. And everything was just, it felt comfortable. I really, really loved it. And I've never eaten so well for so cheap. Derek and I, like our first night there, we had a 3-course meal at a really great Georgian restaurant for $10 ahead,
yeah.
With wine. And that was in the area right around Maidan. So the center of town where things are more expensive. I'm like, my God, if this is me splashing out. Anyway, yes, I would happily go back to Ukraine. And Kiev, I fell in love with.
Well, fingers crossed for then.
Yeah. All right. Who's next?
I'll go. I would want a second Ukraine. I absolutely loved it. Food was great. Everything about it was wonderful. A different country I'd highlight that I went to for Eurovision was, I wasn't so much surprised by the culture and the city, but I have to shout out Tel Aviv because it has some of the best food I've ever eaten.
Mm.
every single thing I ate there was phenomenal. I think even the worst meal I had was still better than most other things. And I didn't expect it to be such a food city, which was wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Tel Aviv, Israel in general, but Tel Aviv in particular. I've never been to a city that is so accommodating of different needs, of dietary needs. Like it's easy to go vegetarian or vegan there. If you want to keep kosher, you can. Everything is marked. If you want to go gluten-free, it's easy to do. It's really a foodie paradise.
Oh, yeah.
And
you can get, we went to a place, they had bacon. I went out and got a cheeseburger at one point. I was kind of surprised, like, oh, I can get non-kosher food if I really want to. No big deal.
Yep. But then again,
all of Europe's rich gays go there. you can find a good cheeseburger on Mykonos, too.
But yeah, spend a couple weeks in Tel Aviv and you understand why everybody goes there.
Wow. Yeah. Danny, how about you?
I haven't gone anywhere for Eurovision, unless you count Edina, which is itself a voyage that I don't like to take every now and then. But a place that I wasn't expecting to be the way it was, which... almost sounds insulting. When I went to Central Europe in 2016, we spent 3 days in a town called Poprad in Slovakia. And I feel safe discussing Slovakia since they're probably not going to come back to the contest anytime soon. And not that this is insulting or anything, but Poprad just had this vibe of being post-Soviet in a way that I didn't... I had never encountered that, and I don't think I would encounter it that far west, I suppose. It really felt like a town that you go to enjoy a nice jaunt in the mountains. And also, everything's made of concrete, and you can get espresso everywhere. Just a very jarring series of things to encounter. Also, I loved it. Slovakia, I'd go back.
Speaking of Slovakia going back, Slovakia should go back to Eurovision.
Yeah, come back.
Yeah, they should.
When was the last time Slovakia was in, like, 2012 or something?
It was 2012. Good memory. Yeah, Max Jason Mays, Don't Close Your Eyes. Yeah.
Yeah. Shouldn't have closed his eyes.
It's just to the tune of Ace of Base.
All right, Eric, it's your question. What answer do you have?
That's my question. So I have two. One is, neither are Eurovision related, but one is Europe related. When I was planning this trip to Europe that Danny and I ended up going on, a number of people, Derek among them, I think, said, if you're passing through Belgium, you have to go to Bruges. And I remember asking, like, I'd look at a map and kind of see pictures and check it out and be like, okay, that seems nice, but I don't know that I really get, like, I didn't think it would be dumb or bad. I just didn't really get what the big deal was. And I think I even in some cases asked, like, what's the big thing? And somebody, again, possibly also Derek, were just like, you just have to go. You have to see it to believe it. And I was like, all right, cool. We'll do that. So we did. We spent a day there. And again, I didn't expect it to be bad, but I did not expect it to feel like I was in a fairy tale world filled with magic and windmills and geese. And
there were swans.
Swans. You know, in my head, I was thinking, like, I don't think it's geese, but I couldn't think of the other word. So I was just like, it'll be fine.
Luxury geese.
Luxury Belgian geese. And even now, it's hard to explain, but being there is like being in another world 500 years ago, something like that. Also, I got hammered, which I wasn't meaning to do, but I did. I ordered a gin and tonic, and they gave me a small bottle of, like, Indian tonic water and a wine glass about halfway full, legitimately halfway full of just straight gin. And I remember, and I, like,
Eric had three shots of gin with lunch. It was wild.
Yeah. I remember looking at it like, okay, I don't know why this would all be gin, but the tonic is in this bottle. So what's happening here? And I took a sip of it, and then I think, Danny, you took a sip of it.
That's all gin.
Yep, that's all gin. And I believe my exact words were, dude, I'm just going to tell you, I'm not going to waste this. So I drank all of it. I was very disappointed to learn that their bathroom was up a very steep flight of stairs that I almost fell down after we had lunch because, again, oh boy. Best part that happened with that, though, like the thing, the sea in Bruges, it's the belfry in the center of town. It's a huge octagonal belfry. It's like a billion years old, and it's really, really amazing. And I do distinctly remember seeing it and checking it out and things like that, but I was pretty drunk. So as we were making our way back to the center of town where the belfry is, after we've walked around this town for hours and hours and hours, I, for some reason, can't fully formulate in my head that we had seen the belfry. And so I asked Danny, did we skip the belfry? Do we still need to see the belfry?
And I told you, no.
You went to the toilets
right under it. Yeah.
Yep. Then I was like, oh, that's right. Because I remembered that. I remember being in the courtyard of the thing and all that. And I remember paying someone, because you have to pay somebody to take a dump in Bruges. You still have to take it. They don't take it for you. But like... like
that's something they don't put in the guidebooks, Eric.
That's right. I went to the bathroom at the Belfry of Bruges without realizing that's where I was, and then we saw it again. And I'm glad we saw it again because it's every bit as gorgeous at night. Bruges is incredible. It is just amazing. So that's one. The other one, the one that inspired this question, hear me out, guys. Nebraska.
Okay.
Shut up. Here's the thing.
Just because there's one good pizza place in Nebraska.
What?
Anyway, moving on to news.
Oh. This past fall, I went with my girlfriend Liz. We went on a road trip. We made it all the way out to Moab, Utah, and saw some national parks out there, which were also even better than I expected. But on the way there and on the way back, we spent some time in the middle of nowhere in central Nebraska. The reason for that is a couple-fold. One, it's on the way, and we have to stop at some point, right? But also, Liz has a lot of family from there. Her mom, who passed away a number of years ago, is buried there. So we went out there and spent some time. I got to, quote-unquote, meet my girlfriend's mom. Not the most normal way of doing that, but it was honestly really nice. And the first night we got out there, we went to the cemetery where her mom is and a number of other relatives. And to my surprise, because again, this is Nebraska, it's up on a hill, a pretty decent sized hill, as a matter of fact. And not going to lie, heck of a place to be buried. It's really quite a nice view if you're going to be buried in Nebraska. Check it out. It's outside Broken Bow. Anyway, not important. The thing is, we got there right as the sun was setting. And I never would have guessed in a million years that rural central Nebraska has, bar none, the most gorgeous sunsets I have ever seen. I'm sure there's some geographical explanation or some sciencey bit. I don't know what it is, but I'm telling you, and there are definitely things to knock Nebraska about politically or whatever, but if you get off the beaten path into these rolling hills that take up a decent amount of the state, it is a really beautiful place. It's a really surprisingly beautiful place. So shout out to Nebraska, friend of the show.
I'll keep it short. I have one last honorable mention, super short. People often overlook Glasgow, Scotland, as an incredible place to visit. People always like, oh, you go up to Edinburgh, you go up to the Highlands, or at the islands. I've been to Glasgow twice now, and I fall in love with it more each time. It's a beautiful place, incredible people, and one of my favorite pubs in the world is on the western end of the city. One of the best pub quizzes I've ever been to, a place called the Sparkle Horse, and it is incredible. Scotland, I love you, and it's an underrated gem. So that's my tip. Shall we roll on to news, or else this is going to turn into a travel log and I will fall into this forever.
I'm going to take just 2 seconds to meditate on Sparkle Horse.
Don't knock until you try it.
Yeah, I do want to note that nobody named a place that was worse than they thought for this. Does anybody have one of those? I'll start. My answer is one word long, Orlando.
Oh yeah, I've been to Orlando. Yeah, that place smells like air conditioning and a swamp.
Vegas. I'll say it. I will go to Vegas if I have a reason to go to Vegas, but I will not vacation there. I feel like it's a city that just exists just to take money out of my pocket. And I'm just not that kind of traveler. That's just not what I do. But, you know, if somebody said, hey, there's this event that's going on in Vegas, sure, fine, I'll go. But, you know, I'd rather spend my frequent flyer miles elsewhere.
Yeah, like Wisconsin Dell. No.
Oh, God. Moving on.
Yes.
Shall we roll on to the Eurovision news? Because we do have a lot of it.
We have a lot. Not as much as last week, but still a bunch. Mm-hmm.
No. I have a feeling it's sort of an eye of a hurricane sort of thing that's coming up. That
we've got the other eye wall once it comes sweeping towards us.
Dear God, yes. But in the meantime, we have less than 100 days to go until the final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2021. We know it will happen in some way, shape, or form. Getting a little bit more information on how things are going to look. They are changing the layout of the arena so that the standing room only seats that were supposed to go to fans will be now the green room where people will be more socially distanced. So that, I think, is a good step. I think that's
a good adjustment.
It's a good adjustment. And we can't have a green room without singers and artists to fill those seats. So we have a Czech song. As of the day that we record this, we have a Czech song.
Yeah!
We got it. He's back, baby. Benny Cristo is back with the song Omaga. A deeply uncomfortable song title for us Americans.
Yep.
It's a sort of an alcohol you sort of weird way of saying something because he's basically saying, oh my God, that's oh my God, which really just makes me think of like John Travolta being excited.
Is it like a, oh my God?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I like this song, and I think it's better than what he gave us last year.
Agreed.
Solid step better.
Yeah, I liked Hey Mama. I think I like this one even more. The music video
is
super cute.
It's very cute.
Super, super cute. And he is so engaging.
There's a lot more confidence in this one. He sounds much more assured.
And this might be one of those situations in which this feels like a left side of the board song. This feels like a song that will advance, hopefully. But this also does feel like the kind of song that is going to play. I think he's going to perform the hell out of it.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is going to only get better in a live setting.
And can I just say how nice it is? Like, we alluded before how horrifically cold it is here in Minnesota right now. So to have something that we could basically unabashed say is a summer song.
Oh, yeah.
Flood into my ears today.
Lovely.
It was just...
much needed.
Oh, so, so therapeutic. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Benny.
It's a fun one.
Now Benny really just gets one. To sit around until, you know, the semi, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Great.
He's like, oh, my God. Great. More Victoria news.
Don't you dare imply slander against
yes.
our girl, Victoria. Shame on you.
Yep. So news just keeps coming out from Victoria. We knew that she was going to be releasing her songs piecemeal, bit by bit, through this week. By the time this show airs, you will have heard them all, but at the time of recording, we have gotten 3 songs in addition to Ugly Cry, which we'd heard late last year, Dive Into Unknown, Imaginary Friend, and Phantom Pain. By the time the show airs, you will hear Growing Up Is Getting Old and The Funeral Song. So let us know what you think of those, because we haven't heard them yet.
Can't wait for that upbeat bop, The Funeral Song. Do we have a favorite so far?
So far,
people liking on these.
Derek, you said Ugly Cry.
I think Ugly Cry is still our strongest so far.
I think for the slower ones, Ugly Cry, but I like the fact that Phantom Pain is a little bit different. Hmm. I wouldn't say upbeat, but it's a different change of pace. So
yeah, I honestly agree with Derek. I think Ugly Cry is still the best option out of the ones that we've heard at the time that we are recording this, which is a Tuesday night, fun fact. Shout out to Tuesdays. But yeah, Phantom Pain is fun. It's her most Eilish-y song yet. It's really just like there's a bumping sort of a beat to it constantly, like Bad Guy or a song like that. And I would not be disappointed at all if that was the one that they went with. But I do think Ugly Cry is still one of the best songs of the cycle that we've heard from anywhere. It would not surprise me at all if it ends up being like Shum for Go Ah, where it ends up being like, oh yeah, that first one, that one. No, I don't care about the EP, just that one. We want that one.
Just gimme. Now remind me again, does Ugly Cry have to be pared down to 3 minutes, or is that one?
It's a bit long. I think it's 3.5.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to say Phantom Pain is around 3.5 as well. There's some outro business that could maybe just you could just chop there and you're done, but I want to say that was a little bit on the longer side as well.
Again, they've got a couple of months before they have to submit anything about a month, I suppose, until they have to submit things to the EBU. So we will find out soon enough which is Victoria's official song for Rotterdam. Let's see. Also in the recent news, we have our official song from Croatia. Dora 2021 happened this past weekend.
Yeah, it did.
And so we've got Albina with TikTok.
How do we feel about TikTok, everyone?
Bop. Bop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's boppetry going on for sure.
Significant boppitude, yes.
Mm-hmm. I think it's fun. It probably would have been in my top 3 or 4 in terms of all the songs at Dora. I liked Colors, obviously. We'll talk about Colors more in a sec, I think. I had talked about hyping up Mia Nagovetic. She's like a dream. And I did like that. I thought the staging and costuming were very weird, but the song was good. The performance was fine, but yeah, the package it was presented in was odd, really odd, I thought.
Agreed. But all in all, probably the strongest Dora lineup than we've had in quite a few years. Like, honestly, there are probably about 6 or 7 songs out of this that I would have seen as totally fine Croatian representatives this year. But it seems like the juries and the televote both leaned for TikTok, so nice to see it being pretty decisive.
Indeed. I wasn't super crazy on the song, but Nina Kralic, who opened the show and represented Croatia in 2016, she was having a great time, wasn't she?
There was wine.
And then there wasn't, I think, is what happened.
No.
she was having a blast, let me tell you.
Nice to have a meme moment pop up from a national final. Yeah, so that will sustain Eurovision Twitter, I think, for a little while, I think. Rijeka, I actually liked. I think if Croatia was going to go ethno at all, probably would have been a decent choice. And it came in a totally respectable second place. She wasn't thrilled with that, but yeah, supposedly she kind of rage quit her social media after having a bit of a rant recently. So we'll see. We'll see how things cool down for Ms.
Kralic. You
got to
act like you've been there, but she has been there.
She has.
I don't know. Act like you haven't. That's a little disappointing to hear, but I get the frustration. She definitely really believed in that song and performed the heck out of it. So I get it.
Yep. and then we move on to Colors, the song that's been floating around at least some of our consciousness for a couple of years. It scored second place, very, very close second place with the juries, and then face planted when it came to the public televote, which it's a bit of a shame. It's always heartbreaking to see a song that you really like and you feel like you have a connection with just not get that traction. And it's sort of sad to see it just kind of come to an unceremonious end like that. It's just, so
why do you think that is?
I don't know. It could be Bernard was not as well known as some of the other folks in the national final. It could have been, who knows? Like, why do people vote for X, Y, or Z?
Because it's good.
Yeah,
but this was good. I thought it was good.
Maybe it just didn't click with the audience. You know, like the Dennis Hopper film, Colors.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That I've definitely heard of before.
Yeah,
just
but
now.
Was the Dennis Hopper film Colors like rolling around as a demo for 4 years before it finally came to fruition? Actually, I know how the studio system
probably was. Yeah.
Probably. Wasn't until they got Robert Duvall attached that they.
Yeah.
Finally.
I thought the live vocals were pretty good, but not spectacular. And the staging, I thought, was kind of curious.
Well, keeping in mind.
Not bad. It was a choice. It was a choice. That's it.
I mean, keep in mind, and I don't want to pigeonhole Bernarda at all, but the fact that she is blind, she's visually impaired, it's not like she was going to be able to do the same kind of, say, choreography moves as a sighted singer probably would have been able to do. So I think that, you know, you work with what you're comfortable with, you work with what you want to work with. And I don't know her personally or anything like that. So I don't know what she's comfortable with, what she's cool with. That could have just been what she wanted to do.
Colors was good. That's our analysis. Yeah.
Yep. And it will live on in legend for many of us for a long time. But anyway, that is another Dora done and dusted. So we move on to North Macedonia. Got a little bit of news from Vossel. Looks like we have a song title that we're going to be working with. It's going to be called Here I Stand. It's really all the news I have from it.
It's based on that 8-hour board game. That's a joke that like two people are going to get.
Martin Luther fans, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And similar news, we have a song title from Moldova. Talia Gordienko will be singing Sugar.
Sugar! Oh. I can't escape from this. Sugar! Sugar!
Oh, it's a song. It's all about the trials and tribulations of going on the Atkins diet. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's relatable.
Yeah.
Modern.
Wow.
It's hip.
Singing about low carb. I love it. Now let's kind of turn the camera around a little bit. We've got some coming attractions coming up soon. So this Thursday, so in the future from where we are recording, but in the past for you listening, the first semifinal from Estonia's Ace Dilal will be happening. So you might need to do a little bit of a flow chart of the, you know, it's future for us, past for you, present for somebody, and it's probably pre-recorded. So wibbly wobbly, timey wimey, Jeremy Baramey, Ace Dilal. Yeah, good times. So
I'm so glad Estee Lauder is back. It's a pretty decent lineup for ASD this year, I think.
It's okay. It's not like, I'm still sort of an ASD Lyle snob. Like 2010 to 2013, 2014 for me were like the renaissance years of ASD Lyle. Like some really, really good electro pop and random alternative. But it's a solid semifinal. It's not bad. We have the second semifinal for ASD Lyle coming up only a few days later. That's going to be this Saturday. Also this Saturday, we've got the first semifinal for Portugal's Festival de Canção and the third semifinal for Sweden's Melody Festivalen. So last week, Dotter actually broke the streak and was a female performer that finally qualified for the final direct. So unlike week one, where all the ladies got knocked out, Daughter has qualified. So good to see her there.
Congrats to Little Tot. It was fine.
Sponsored by Orida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw somebody note on Twitter, it might have been our pal Ross, that like the songs she sends aren't great, but man, she sells them.
Oh yeah.
Performances are just so good. And that's about how I feel about Little Tot. Like, I don't dislike the song, it's fine. But the performance is just really cool and really well done.
It's polished. They are so, so well polished. So yeah.
This upcoming semi. This is the big one. This is the one with the guy that I have kind of predicted to win this thing, which is Tuse Chiza. I'm excited to see what the song is like and what the performance is like. That kid is a star.
But yeah, by the time that you hear this podcast, you will have heard probably a snippet of the song. We are still in the dark over here right now. I think we'll get some previews starting tomorrow. But yeah, Tuse Chiza will be rounding out the third semifinal. Now, opening up that semifinal will be Charlotte Pirelli, who actually won Eurovision in 1999 with Take Me to Your Heaven and then popped up again with Hero a few years later, not to be confused with Malmsey's Heroes, because we have to We have to mention Molns in every episode. I think it's just, you know.
Or Rayleigh's hero.
And Alvaro Estrella. Alvaro, boom, 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 boom. Did it.
Mr. Bedroom.
Yes, Alvaro Estrella will be popping up this semifinal
Mr.
as well.
Mr. Bedroom.
So yeah, it's gonna be a pretty good semi this week in Sweden.
Man, what a day.
And that's just the semis. We also have three songs being out and out selected. We mentioned Spain, the two-song Blazov for Destino Eurovision. That'll be this Saturday. And we have Finland's UMK having its grand final.
Basically, all of Scandinavia is lighting up, you know?
Yeah, you know, except Denmark and Iceland are just kind of floating out there going, hey, what about us?
Iceland's done. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, Iceland knows what they're doing. What am I kidding? Yeah, Denmark's not going to pick until March 6th, but Norway, Finland, and Sweden, traditional Scandinavia, they're all going to be busy on Saturday.
We've heard what Denmark has to offer, and we can.
If I recall, Eric was a little disappointed.
Not a spectacular lineup.
We do have additional updates from Norway.
We do.
Oh, man.
Boy, it seems like Melody Grand Prix is going to sometimes it feels like it's going on just as long as Melfest.
Well, we were blessed with two shows this past week. Mm-hmm. They had their final semifinal. And Eric, I have to hand it to you.
I called it. I absolutely called it. America's I Can't Escape took this thing down.
Even despite the fact that I think she was a little pitchy in that performance.
Oh, yeah,
she was. I think it's fine. I don't think this is going to win.
It's still a very effective song.
I think this is clearly the semifinal winner. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No question.
She was great.
The record show, Eric was right. That's going to be our next 12-point shirt.
Let the record show, Eric was right. We also had the second chance qualifying round. And who should advance but the usual suspect?
It's Jorn.
When are we going to hear the last of Faith Bloody Faith? I swear, if this thing goes and Kano doesn't, I don't know.
You will hear the screams and wails of fanboys and fangirls and fan non-binaries from all over Europe and around the world if Faith Bloody Faith pips Kano. But I still think it's going to be a Kano v. Tix battle to the death. But anything could happen. Anything could happen.
Honestly,
in Norway.
Yeah. So it's worth noting this is 100% televote, which probably favors Tix. Another thing that potentially favors Tix is that it's going on right after Emmy's Witch Woods. A completely ridiculous song that also contains these lyrics.
Oh, God.
Step up, city boy. Make sure you're ready. It's going to get wild and hairy. If you like innocent Barbies more, hit the road, boy. Go buy it in a store.
It's Bob Dylan can win a Nobel Prize.
Point being, somebody has to follow that. Unless she's last, she's not. Faith Bloody Faith is going to be last in the running order, by the way. It's Tix. Tix is going after Witchwoods, which, I don't know. I think Witchwoods is profoundly dumb, and that can only help Tix, perhaps, unfortunately, because I think that song is just bad. It's just straight up bad. But overall, I'm going to say it. This is a stacked final. This is a great group of tunes.
A bunch of worthy songs here, yeah.
Just running down the whole list here because I have a microphone and I can. Yep. Atle Pedersen, World on Fire, one of the auto qualifiers. That is a solid tune, by the way. Then we've got Rayleigh's Hero, giving her a nice and early, giving her enough time to dry off for the encore performance, I hope. We've got Stavanger Kameratene or something like that. That's the kind of older boy band. It's like if New Kids on the Block did a song now, something like that. But it's called Who I Am. That's kind of a nice song, too. Then we have Keem with the My Lonely Voice. We got Blasmafian with Let Loose, the horn ensemble.
Epic sousaphone.
Yeah. Then Witchwoods, then Tix with Fallen Angel. Kairos, Feel Again. Then we have, closing this thing out, Rain Alexander, America with I Can't Escape. That goes into Kano's Monument. Another pretty favorable segue, I feel like, as long as we're talking about those. And then Faith Bloody Faith is finishing it off. Folks, this is a nuts lineup. I'm so pumped for this. I have two questions for everyone. What are you rooting for, and what do you think is going to win this?
I think Kano is going to take it, but I would die a happy man if Blasmafian did it. There's no way that they possibly could. Let Loose might finish last, honestly.
Oh,
it doesn't deserve to.
No way.
Considering that people voted for it people voted for it really overwhelmingly from what we could tell
in its heat.
Yeah. I shouldn't say overwhelming, but the fact that it won two duels. So like it fought
that's
and
true.
People were voting yeah. for it to it, get there. It,
the first duel, by the way, beat Faith Bloody Faith.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, mm-hmm. I think people were really into that. I agree that I don't know that it has a strong chance to win, but I do feel like when we watch this semifinal live, seeing that and not necessarily giving it a lot of attention before the show, but seeing it and thinking, oh, I think that's it. That's actually mm-hmm. really good. Like, could that be the response?
I've got two horses in this race Maybe. That I feel have a good chance, you know.
For me, that's tough. It took me a long time to warm up to Kano the first time around. I fully admit that. And I admit that I admit when my favoritism is misplaced. I hooked onto Monument a lot more quickly. I did like it quite a lot. So I'd be totally happy to see Kano return. I was really touched by I Can't Escape by America. I was rooting for another song, and then I saw her perform this, and I was really very touched by it. So I'd be happy with either Kaino or America taking it. I am bracing myself for Tix or Yorn, but what will be, will be.
Oh, bracing yourself for
yes,
Yorn.
I'm okay. bracing, yeah.
Like for impact.
Yeah, exactly. You know, brace. You know.
Has there been any further discussion like or interview with Yorn about the content of that song?
I have not heard anything specific. I do not know. I kind of, after the heat that he was in, I kind of didn't pay attention to the song much anymore. I'm like, okay, I've got other stuff to focus on.
Fair enough.
And now it's back. So I have to...
Remember Yorn?
Oh,
back,
God.
Baby. I think I'm rooting for either Kano or Rayleigh here. I really like Hero.
Oh, Rayleigh would be fine. I think I would be okay with that too.
Yeah, I think it's going to be up there. I think it does have a shot to win. I rewatched her performance from the heat she was in. It's pretty pitchy vocally. It's not a spectacular performance, but God, the rest of it is just so great and so cool. So I'm rooting for either of those. As far as who's going to win, or who I think will win, I have no idea. A lot of folks saying because of how popular Tix is and because that song charted super high in Norway and stuff like that, that it's going to be him. I'm not so sure. I mean, I think Kano fans are going to turn out, like, yeah. for sure.
Yeah.
Like, gun to my head, if I have to pick someone, I think I would guess Kano over Tix, but I could see it being something completely out of the blue.
We also have the added level of intrigue that Tix has decided to change his song from Norwegian to English.
Hmm.
And I don't know how the lyrics are. They could be completely terrible in English for all you know. They could be brilliant and change our opinion of the song. I don't know.
That's unlikely.
And, you know, if he is singing in English, well, all of the Norwegian fans who are supporting him because he was singing in Norwegian, because he's a local guy, will that still have that same clout? I don't know.
Derek, what say you?
I think Kano's going to take it, unfortunately. And I say unfortunately because I think the song is really good, but I mean, they were just there, and it feels a little too soon for them to be coming back, even if it is arguably a better song. I'd be okay with it.
But... You said that.
What?
Telling Tom Hugo you said that.
Yeah, well, that's fine too.
I'm telling Tom. I'm telling Fred. I'm telling, I assume her name is Velma.
Just don't tell Fred.
What is her name?
Alexandra.
Okay.
Everyone loves the ideal Norwegian ensemble. You have Joiking Guy, you have Gay Man, and you have Girl. Can't be beat.
I will say, listening back to all the songs that got chopped at the Second Chance round, I had it kind of on in the background as I was doing my work on Monday. There were some really good songs, even just left behind at this level. I think all in all, it was a solid selection. There were a bunch of great songs that were left by the wayside. The other Yoik song, Pages, by Marianne Pantha and Mikael Gop, I think will haunt me for a little while in a good way. And there's this one song that... I don't know how to put it other than just Barnyard Boy Band.
Oh my God.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Tuveya's Bli Med Meg På Gården.
Oh,
or
wow.
Literally, come with me down to the farm.
Oh, boy. It was,
yeah, this, if you haven't seen it.
All right, what should I look up? What should I type into YouTube?
Oh, God. Oh, the band's name is Tuveia. And I'm sure if you just look up MGP 2021, Tuveia, you'll find it. But it's
a scene.
It's a scene. It is a barnyard fantasy sung by guys in Masters Championship green jackets. with cutouts of cows and trampolines, and it was haunting my dreams, and I need to share the misery with people, and frankly, you're the ones that I'm closest to right now, so...
I'm literally going to take a second to watch it, because I can see the thumbnail, and...
Ooh. So Danny just took a moment while we were pausing to listen to that song by Tuvea for the very first time. Danny, can you give
us... As much watched as listened, this is great. If only this had gone to the final and taken it all, then I could just stop watching Eurovision, because I knew it would just... It's going to win the tournament.
The pinnacle of music.
They're literally dressed in green and white and yellow like a John Deere tractor, and there is just a sexy milkmaid playing a fiddle, and there's cows and pigs in the background and a big barn. It's like the 1940 version of Oklahoma. I don't know what... I don't know.
Only it's Norwegian, so it's more like Lillehammer.
Yes.
Ugh. When the wind comes sweeping down the fjords.
When the sorghum's coming. Yeah.
So all of that is Saturday.
So... And UMK. Did we mention UMK?
Briefly. Yes. But
yeah, okay. Finland's going to happen.
Yeah, Finland is going to happen. We covered that in previous episodes. Yeah. And yeah, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be happening basically at the same time as Norway.
But then next week...
Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we have 3 song reveals all in a row. And these are just songs that have been announced as being revealed. For all we know, Romania could spring something on us whenever the hell they feel like. We don't know. But on Tuesday the 23rd...
They've done it in the past. They'll do it again.
Yeah, they know it. So yeah, Tuesday the 23rd, we will get Sinead's song from San Marino. Brace yourselves. Yes. Hold on to your butts. San Marino's coming down the pipeline. Wednesday the 24th, we get El Diablo from Elena Segarino from Cyprus.
Diablo.
Sandro.
Are they going to just kind of like try to recreate Fuego? Like, are we going to get another sort of half Spanish bop?
They absolutely are.
A replay?
A replay, absolutely. Replay of Fuego.
Yeah.
El Diablo. Doo-doo-doo. That's Switzerland.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All bops bleed into one. And then we have Germany the next day. So, you know.
Yeah. Jedward Squidward reveals his song on Thursday the 25th. I can't not call him Jedward Squidward. I have totally
we're going to be
him
calling him that until he wins.
Yeah. So yeah, we will see him and his bedazzled ukulele on the 25th. So needless to say, by the time that we reconvene to record again,
we're going to have news about our news.
Oh yeah. But until then, you folks at home, let us know what you think. What are your picks for this upcoming weekend? What are you excited about? What are we completely off the mark on? Let us know again, social media on Facebook or Twitter at 12pointsUSA. Email us at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. We really want to know what y'all folks think, because otherwise we are just talking at ourselves and... We're getting sick of ourselves, what can I say?
Speak for yourself. I think you're great.
Yeah, I love my voice.
Yeah, and be sure to tune in next week to see what else I was right about.
Just a summary of the show at this point.
Again, if you have any burning questions that you want to ask us, whether it is Eurovision related or not, again, we have talked about our favorite kinds of soup, so there is no bottom of the barrel that we will scrape.
This is an ongoing AMA. Scrape.
Yeah.
Just lay it on us. We want to tell you everything.
Anyway, same time next week, folks?
Yeah.
I'll be here.
Maybe. All right. Well, in that case, until next time, folks, I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I've been Eric.
And I've been Danny.
In America.
Stop
listening now! What was that?
Hey, the man, stop my listening now! We didn't have any news from Italy this week, so I felt like I had to zip some in there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Getting that accent of the week at the last possible
time. I don't think I had one last week either.
Well, that hasn't been a thing for a while, I feel like. But,
won't be good.